Hello, I'm Sarah Heath, and you're listening to 10 Minutes for the Planet on English Waves. While frequent warnings about climate change may prompt thoughts of tsunamis and forest fires, there are hundreds of other negative reactions to an increase in the world's temperature, which are for some of us closer to home, and in this case, closer to our stomachs, as it seems our favourite treat may only be available for the next 30 years if action against climate change is not urgently taken. Chocolate may be heading for extinction. Scientists from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the NOAA, have compiled evidence which points to changes in the world's climate, ultimately damaging the cacao plants from which chocolate is made. Cacao plants flourish in tropical rainforested zones, 20 degrees north or south of the equator, needing the high humidity and heavy rain found in these areas. The advent of global warming means that once perfect conditions are steadily becoming hotter and drier, which could mean the end for the cacao plant by the year 2050. Around 80% of the global cacao crop is produced by smallholders in countries such as the Ivory Coast, the country which heads total world production, Ghana, Nigeria, Indonesia, and Brazil. Warmer temperatures mean that farmers will need to relocate the cacao plants to higher ground to find suitable conditions in more mountainous areas, many of which are already protected for other wildlife species. A 2.1 degrees Celsius increase could have catastrophic effects on the production of chocolate, and not only for no longer being able to satisfy Western palates. Over 89% of viable growing areas would be affected, according to a report by an intergovernmental panel, which would have repercussions on trade revenues for cacao-producing countries. For example, cacao in the Ivory Coast accounts for two-thirds of its total annual trade revenues. The global chocolate market is currently worth around 120 billion euros, and 30% of cocoa used comes from the Ivory Coast. A drop in production could have a major economic impact on Africa's fastest growing economy. Producers in Central and Southern America are already facing significant challenges, namely long periods of drought and, at the other end of the scale, flooding. A small co-op of cacao farmers in Peru lost 60% of their crop in 2017 due to heavy floods, and the Dominican Republic saw a 30% drop in production in the same year because heavy rain destroyed the flowering stage, therefore significantly and negatively impacting the success of the final crop. However, scientists from the University of California have teamed up with Mars, the world's biggest chocolate producer, to come up with a possible solution. New gene editing technology may be the answer. A powerful tool called CRISPR is able to make tiny tweaks to the DNA in cacao plants, making them more resistant to changes in their growing conditions. Tweaks which may be the salvation to the cacao and chocolate industries in the years to come. Additionally, the need for sustainable methods to protect cacao crops must also be investigated and ideally come via government policy. Agroforestry techniques could be introduced, largely by way of planting taller trees which provide shade for the cacao plants. However, some multinational companies find that this results in a lower yield, despite the ecological benefits, and refuse to cooperate with these programs, hence the need for government intervention. In 2016, the World Cocoa Foundation established the Feed the Future Partnership for Climate Smart Cocoa to help cacao farmers adapt to climate change and resist deforestation through national and regional strategies, including planting a diverse range of crops and trees with differing environmental needs, and which also offer farmers alternative income sources. Chocolate may have been ground from the beans of happiness for the last 2,000 years, but if humankind wants to continue enjoying it, local farmers and genetic scientists might be the ones to thank in the coming years for finding alternative ways to carry on producing cacao beans.